Nita, the five major parties that could decide the future of Australia after the federal election said they do not support the BDS campaign against Israel and would fund security for Jewish schools and institutions if it was recommended by police or ACO. Now, the Coalition, Labor, the Greens, the Nick Xenophon team, as well as the Jackie Lambie Network, answered a series of questions posted by the Executive Council of Australian Jewry, which covered many topics relevant to the Jewish community. Now, all parties said that they support bilateral relations between Israel and Australia, they condemned anti-Semitism, and said they would not make changes to Section 18C or 18D of the Racial Discrimination Act.
Evan, what are the policies in regards to Palestinian statehood and the peace process in the Middle East?
All right, well, Nita, the Coalition and the Jackie Lambie Network rejected recognition of a Palestinian state at this time, and they encouraged direct negotiations between Israeli and Palestinian leaders. As for the Labor Party, Labor confirmed the motion that was passed at the 2015 National Conference, which was that it would consider recognizing a Palestinian state if there is no progress towards peace. Now, the Nick Xenophon team reiterated its support for his two-state solutions, and Greens leader Richard Di Natale said that his party recognized a Palestinian state. He said that the Australian Greens formally recognized the state of Palestine, believing that recognition is an important contribution to securing a negotiated two-state solution. He added that on this basis, we believe it is important that Australia joins the numerous nations that already recognizes the state of Palestine. Now, Nita, the Greens stood alone on the Shahita issue as well when they called for all abattoirs to be required to pre-stun before slaughter in accordance with the Australian standard.
Well, Evan, we'll have to wait till next Saturday night, the 2nd of July, and our listeners will have to tune in on Sunday morning to find out more about election results.
That's right, Anita. We'll have full coverage in next week's paper, including Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and opposition leader Bill Shorten writing exclusively for the Jewish News. You can read their last-minute pitches to the community in next week's edition.
Evan, the AJN reports this week that the battle to beat breast cancer could be a step closer.
That's right, Nita. With the statistics for Ashkenazi Jewish women carrying a faulty BRCA1 gene alarmingly high, it is promising news for the community that a holy grail for breast cancer prevention in high-risk women is on the cards. Now, researchers from the Melbourne-based Walter and Eliza Hall Institute of Medical Research have discovered that an existing drug appeared to delay or even prevent tumours forming in women with a particularly high risk of the disease. Now, explaining the research and what this means for the wider community, one of the three researchers from the institute involved in the study, Professor Jeff Lindemann, who is also a medical oncologist, told the Jewish News that women who carry a faulty BRCA1 gene are currently limited to opting for a double mastectomy and the removal of ovaries or closely monitoring their development with regular checkups. Now, if the institute's research proves successful, it would provide an alternative treatment to having a mastectomy. Emphasizing that this breakthrough is just the first step, Lindemann said that this is offering some hope for the next generation of women with clinical trials underway for further determination. It's our cover story this week. You can read more about it in this week's edition of the AJN.
And we are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, there is a new partnership between the Shalom Institute and B'nai B'rith.
That's right, Nita. This new partnership will see B'nai B'rith move its operations from East Sydney to the Shalom Institute's premises at the UNSW Kensington campus. Now, since selling its iconic East Sydney building in 2013, the B'nai B'rith Centre has been in search of long-term premises for its members and is now delighted to be settling in the Eric Kaspari Learning Centre at UNSW. Now, when B'nai B'rith initially sold its inner-city property, it had intended to move to the Hakoa Club-owned White City site. However, B'nai B'rith leaders told the Jewish News that they didn't support the plan for the new site and believed it was not appropriate for them to move to that location. Shalom President Jonathan Lieb said he was delighted with the outcome. He said, as custodians of communal assets, we consider it our responsibility to ensure they are used as efficiently as possible. And he said that this arrangement ensures that the premises at Shalom will be utilized to its full capacity, which will in turn provide funds for the continued growth of our cutting-edge program. So some very exciting news, B'nai B'rith, moving into the Shalom Institute premises at UNSW.
And we are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, the AJN is reporting about Sally Ann Hackstep. This is a case going back to 1981.
That's right, Nitsa. In 1981, former Mariah student Sally Ann Hackstep bravely went on national television and said that police officer Roger Rogerson was a murderer. Now, within hours, there was a contract on her life for naming Rogerson during the 60 Minutes interview. Tragically, 5 years later, Hackstep was found floating in Centennial Park, only hundreds of meters away from her former school is located today. She'd been strangled and drowned. Now, her revelations in 1981 were seen by many as accusations from a heroin addict and a prostitute who was desperate for attention, but over the last 35 years, people have increasingly realized that she played a vital role in revealing corruption within the New South Wales police force. Now, last week, a jury agreed with Sally Ann Hackstep for the first time when Roger Rogerson was found guilty of murdering Sydney man Jamie Gow during a drug deal. The court's decision opened up old wounds and some say vindicated Hackstep's warning all those years ago. Now, as comedian Sandy Goodman, who went to Mariah and Southhead Synagogue with Sally Ann Hackstep, said that it was about time that Roger Rogerson was held to account for being a criminal. Goodman said that she was a beautiful, sweet Jewish girl and her story was tragic. You can read all about that belated vindication for Sally Ann Hackstep in this week's edition of the AJN.
Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, thank you very much and have a great week.